try to finish the perek today, our chazar. Being recorded?
Yes.
Says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar Oymar Ha'oseh Tfilosoi Keva. He said, if anybody makes their tefillah keva, established, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, my keva, Omer of Yaakov Ba'idi, Omer of Oishia, Kol Shet Filosoi Doime Olov Kamasui. Anybody whose tefillah appears to him to be like a burden, that's what it means, keva, a fixed load. It's a burden, something that weighs down on him, something that he has to deal with and get over and done with. If somebody davens in that manner, then obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept his tefillah. V'rabbonon Omri, an alternative pshat, kol mi she'enoi oimro v'loshen tachanunim. It's not just talking about the attitude with which he davens, but rather the expressions that he uses. If he doesn't daven v'loshen, in that type of expression of supplication to Hashem, rather he just mumbles and fumbles the words, then his tefillah will not be accepted. Rabba Rabbi Yisrael Domit Arvayu, kol she'enu yochel l'chadesh bo dover. If he's not able to be mechadesh bo dover, means every Shmona Esra is just by rote, same as the one before, which was the same as the one before, which was the same as the one before that. It's all very mechanical, and also that's not really a proper tefillah. However, Omer Abzeira Anor, yechilna l'chadushi bo milsa. Reb Zeira said, I am able to mechadush something, but umistafina, but I'm scared to do so, dilma matridna. Maybe that will confuse me and cause me to make a mistake if I start adding extra words or extra bakoshes. Besides, for the standard text, then I'm worried that this will cause confusion. Abaya the barovin, Reb Chanina barovin. The Omri Tarvai, they both said, Kol Shein Mispalal Im Dimdume Chamo. A fourth pshat, it's referring to anybody who doesn't daven at the crack of dawn at Nates. The Omri Abchiba Amor Biechlan Mitzvah Le Spalal Im Dimdume Chamo. It's a mitzvah to daven then. The Omri Abzeira Maikro, what is the pasuk that we learn? It's from its pasuk in Tehillim. Yeruch Em Shemesh Velefnei Areach Dere Derim. Layit Olea b'marova, however, in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse those who davened aman de matzli im dimdumi chama. Why? My talma, dilma mitrafale shaita. Now we saw in Rashi that this is referring to both shachris and mincha. Nobody cursed somebody who davened with nates. To the contrary, that's considered a very recommendable thing. But there were some who davened first thing in the morning, shachris, and last thing in the afternoon for mincha. That's where this klala was set. If you daven last thing, at the last moment in the afternoon, that is a very risky thing. And that's why they got a curse. Why? Because if you miss it, then you've missed the safe zman tefillah.
Why does this curse come only from Eretz Yisrael?
Just as a guess, maybe, I don't know, it could be because in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Bovel, the Shkia, the day is relatively shorter. So you actually do have less time. For example, now, in England, Motzei Shabbos is about 10:30 at night. Gateshead, about 11:30 at night. Scotland, in the north, it's about midnight. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer. Hamahalech b'mokoyim sakona mispalel tfilas ketzora. The whole parasha se'ibur. What does that mean? My parasha se'ibur. Omer Rav Chista Olam Ha'ukva afilu b'sho'o sha'ato misnale aleim evro. Ke'isho uvro. Even at a time when you're full of anger and pain, as it were, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a woman, ubro, woman who's giving birth or pregnant, nonetheless, you kol tzorchem lefonecho. We nonetheless daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you may be angry with us, still you should try and provide us with our needs. Ikad omri, omer of chistom ma'ukva, afilu b'shor shahoyu oivrim. That's what it means, parshas ibur. Even when Klal Yisrael are being oiver, aveirois, nonetheless, you kol tzorchem lefonecho.
quick question. I thought we weren't allowed to daven if you're angry.
No, we're saying if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry.
Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, not us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Afilu b'shoch sha'ato mismale aleim. Right. Toner Rabbonon ha'mahalech b'mokim gidudei chayo. V'listim. If somebody finds himself on the journey, when there are wild animals or bandits, mispalel tefillah katzara. You should daven a short tefillah. What is that? Ve'ezi tefillah katzara. So we saw different versions. Let's go through this quickly. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Asei Ritzoin Chabashomayim Mima'al. V'sen Nachas Ruach Lireyecho. You should give peace of mind to those who fear you. Mitachas V'atoiv Ve'inecho. Asei Baruch Ato Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, Shemea Shavas Amcha Yisrael. Hear the screams, the cries of your nation, Klal Yisrael. Vasei Mehero Bakoshoso. Fulfill the Bakoshos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemea Tefillah. Rebbe Elazar B'Tzadok Omer, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael. Very similar. Vasei Mehero Bakoshoso, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemea Tefillah. Acherim Oimrim, Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubim. The needs of your nation, Yisrael, are many. The daitom kitzara, and yet their das is deficient. Yirotzem el fonecho Hashem alekeinu shetitin lekolechot ve'echot kedei parnasosoi. You should give each one their parnasas, we discussed last night in the Tfilavad, ulechol gevia ve'gevia, and to everybody, dei machsoira, that which he is lacking. Baruch ato Hashem, shemea tefillah. Omer avuna, halocha ka'achirim. Omer lei Eliyahu, the Rav Yehuda Achvud Rav Sila Chasida, Loi Tirtach, do not become angry, Veloi Sachati, and then you won't sin. A person who becomes angry is very likely to end up doing Averis, because he's not in control. So too, Veloi Sarvi, she says, do not become drunk, Veloi Sachati, again, a very similar principle. When a person becomes either angry or intoxicated, he becomes drunk, he's not in control. And that's a time when you can easily be over averus. Ukashata yaitse laderech imolech bakoinech. And when you go on a journey, you should first, as Rashi says, seek rishus from your koinech, from Hashem. Vitsi, what does that mean? Vitsay, and only then go, ma imolech bakoinech. What does that mean? Vitsay, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chisda, zu tfilas haderech. Tfilas HaDerech is, as it were, seeking Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to set out on your journey. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chisda, Kol HaYetzei LaDerech, Tzorich LeSpalel, Tfilas HaDerech. Anybody who goes on a journey, although we'll see soon what type of journey, has to daven Tfilas HaDerech, my Tfilas HaDerech. Yirotzem Elfonecho Hashem Elokai, Shetoy Lichein Elosholem, Satzidein Elosholem, Sismachein Elosholem, V'satzileini mikav kol oyei v'horei v'derech v'sishlach brocha b'masa yodai v'sidneini l'cheinu l'chesed v'rachmin b'inecho v'eini chorei v'borcha to Hashem shemei tefillah. So what immediately strikes us about that version of the tefillah is that it is all b'loshen yochid. He's not davening on behalf of others, rather the loshen is shetoy licheini v'satzideini, etc., etc. And that's what Abaya immediately corrects him. Omer Abaye, Lo'oilom, Lishateif, Inish, Nafshe, Behodi Tzibura. A person should always be Mishtateif, should participate himself, connect himself with the Tzibur. What does that mean? Heichineim, how should he daven? How should he say the words? He should say, Yirotzim Ufanecho, Hashem Elokeinu, Shetoilicheinu, L'sholem. So in Rashi explains, because when you daven b'loshen rabim, then you get the zechus of the rabim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to your tefillah. And as we know, this is the nusach of our tefillah saderech. In fact, as we once pointed out, if you look carefully in the Shemoneh Esrei, you'll see every single one, without any exception whatsoever, all 13 brachas of the bakoshes in Shemoneh Esrei are all b'loshen rabim. Etc., etc., etc. We always daven b'loshen rabim. There are, however, exceptions, and they need to be addressed. One very famous exception is, of course, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. When you say Elokai Netzor, there you say Elokai. It doesn't say Elokeinu. You say Velemkalalai Nafshi Sidoim. That's all Beloshen Yochid. That is a bit of a question. There are other brachas as well. Hamavir Sheno Me'einoi. So there are some brachas which are Beloshen Yochid, and the Poskim discuss each one why those said Beloshen Yochid. But the general rule is, of course, that we daven all tefillas Beloshen Rabbi. Says the Gemara, Eimas Matzli. Eimas Matzli. When do you actually daven this tefillah on Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Chista Mishah Shemahalech Vaderech? From the moment you join the journey. We saw in the halacha that means when you leave the town. Ad kamo, until when? Or Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Chista? Ad paraso. So ad paraso we saw Machloikas Rishonim. Rashi himself brings two pshatim. Ad paraso, some say that it means you can only say Tfilas Haderech from the beginning of the journey until one paraso's length of traveling. Others learn, no, it doesn't mean how long you have to say Tfilas Haderech. Rather, how long must the journey be in order to require Tfilas Haderech? Ad paraso, according to the Bahag, and this is essentially the way we paskin, is that if the journey is even just a paraso, kol shekein, if it's more, then you mechuyev to say tefillas haderech. According to that version, there is no specific requirement to say it at the beginning of the journey rather than the end. Halacha lemaisa, we try and satisfy all opinions, and therefore we do say tefillas haderech at the first available opportunity within the first paraso, but if you forgot, then you can say it afterwards as well. Veheichi matzli lo, and how should this tefillah be davened? Rav Chista Omar Mu'umud, Rav Sheshes Omar Afilu Mahalech, and that's where we paskin. Even whilst traveling, you do not need to stop and get out of your car or your train or wherever it may be. You can say it whilst traveling. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes have a ko'ozli ba'urcha. They were once traveling along on their journey. Kom Rav Chista. Rav Chista stopped and he davened. This is, of course, Rav Chista following his own psak, which is that you've got to stop. Amalei Rav Sheshes, as Rashi points out, Rav Sheshes could not see, he was blind. So Amalei Rav Sheshes Leshameis, Rav Sheshes said to his assistant, what's going on? Maika Ovid Rav Chista. What is Rav Chista doing? He couldn't see what he was involved in. He said, well, what he's doing is he stopped to daven. Now, Rav Sheshes' own personal opinion is that you don't need to stop. So Rav Sheshes, you might well have expected for him to say, listen, you don't need to stop. It's perfectly okay to say Tfilas HaDerech whilst traveling. But he didn't say that. Omalei, what did he say? Ukmen nami ledidi v'atzli. I will also stop myself and I will daven. Miyos toiv al tikra ra, that's a posuk. If you can be good, why would you be bad? In other words, had I been by myself, I personally paskin. You don't need to stop and you can daven this tefillah even whilst traveling. But if we've stopped anyway, why? Because Rav Chista stopped and that's his opinion, then why wouldn't I want to do the same? There's no reason dafka to do the opposite. Rav Sheshes never said that you have to say Tfilas HaDerech whilst traveling. He said you're allowed to. It's not an obligation, it's a heter. But if we've stopped anyway, why would I not want to join in? Fine. Says the Gemara, Mai Ika Bein Havinenu Letfila Katsara. What's the difference between Havinenu and a Tfila Katsara? A tefillah katsara that we mentioned on the previous page, when you also said Baruch Atah Hashem Shemir tefillah, etc., is one type of tefillah. So is Havinenu, as we saw on the previous daf. What's the difference? The Gemara says a number of differences. Havinenu bo'i litzluye gimel kamaisa. Havinenu requires that you daven the first three brachas as normal. and also the Gimel Basra Isa, and also the three of the last brachas, as opposed to the Tefillah Ketzara that doesn't have any of those. Number one. Number two, V'chimote lebeise, when you arrive home, having davened, havinenu, loy boi lemehader, you do not need to repeat letzluye to go and daven again. Why not? Because that seven bracha version is basically considered to be a concise version of Shmoneh Esra. Albeit it's not the real full-length Shmoneh Esra, but it certainly is in place of Shmoneh Esra, and therefore you're not required to daven again because you're considered to have davened already. However, betfilah ketzara, loy bo'i letzluye, you do not need to daven loy gimel kamaisa, loy gimel basraisa, not the first three and not the last three, for the simple reasons, because we're dealing with somebody who is in a place where there's wild animals and bandits, so the last thing you can expect him is to get involved in a seven brachas. He doesn't have time, he's too worried. However, v'chimoti lebeise, but the difference is that when he comes home, bo'i lemehader letzuluye, he does have to daven once again, because this cannot be considered in place of the real Shmoneh Esra. It's a tefillah that he davens because of the wild animals, etc., etc., but it cannot be considered in place of the Shmoneh Esra. And therefore, if he comes home, what does he have to do? He has to daven once again. Says the Gemara in conclusion, v'hilchus, in the final analysis, havineinu me'umad. Havineinu has to be davened standing up, like we said before, because it's in place of Shmoneh Esra. Tfilah Ketzara, however, bein mu'umad, bein mahalech, a bit like tfilah saderech. Okay. Hoya reichiv al chamor, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, hoya reichiv al hachamor, vehigia zman tfilah. He was riding on his donkey, and the time for tefillah arrived. Im yesh loy misha yechazes chamoiroi. If he has somebody who can hold on to his chamoir and look after it, make sure it doesn't run away, then yeireid, he should indeed descend from his chamoir lamato v'yispalo, and then he should daven. V'im lav, if he has nobody to look after his chamoir, then yeshu b'mkoymoi v'yispalo. Rabbi Yehuda, no, benkach or benkach, yeshiv b'mekumei v'yispalel. Why? L'fisha'im daitum yushev esalof. He doesn't have yeshiv hadas. And if you start telling him to go off the donkey, and it's going to cause a big delay, he won't be able to daven by yeshiv hadas. And as we pointed out many, many, many times, you see how important the concept of yeshiv hadas is. A person has to daven m'yushev. M'yushev means with peace of mind. But if he's preoccupied with the worry that by the time he gets off the donkey and then back on the donkey, it's going to cause a terrible delay to his journey, then that should not be done. Says the Gemara, indeed, Omar Rabba v'item Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha karebi. That's indeed what we paskin. And again, it's halacha lemaisa. Like we said, if it's not possible to get off, you're on a plane, or even if you're in a car and it's not practical to stop the car and daven, then essentially you can daven sitting down. Of course, lechatchila, if you can stop the car and daven and you'll be beyishuv hadas, then obviously there's no heter whatsoever to daven whilst traveling. But if it's not possible, I think we discussed once, this is very negaya sitting on an aeroplane. And you know that even if in theory, let's say there's no minion on the airplane, even if in theory you could get up from your place and daven in the aisle, but you're going to be bumped and knocked and bashed and the noise, and so you won't be able to daven bichlal. So therefore it's highly preferable, for sure it's 1,000 times better just to daven in your corner, sitting down, and that way you'll be able to daven properly. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, sumo, somebody who is blind, rachmona litzlan, or misha eina yochel lechaven isaruchos, or is unable to point in the right direction for whatever reason, then at least yechaven liboy keneged ovish b'shamayim. If he's not physically facing the right direction, then at least mentally in his mind, he should be mechaven towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema v'ispalelu el Hashem. Hoya oimeid v'chutz la'aretz. Yechaven es liboy keneged Eretz Yisrael. Shenema v'ispalelu eilecho derech arzo. Via the land, which means Eretz Yisrael. Hoya oimeid v'Eretz Yisrael. Then yechaven es liboy keneged Yerushalayim. Not only is there an inyan to be mechaven towards the Eretz, but specifically towards the town, the city of Yerushalayim. Shenema. Ispalelu el Hashem derech ha'ir, through the city asher bocharta that you have chosen. Hoya oimed b'Yerushalayim yechavein es liboy keneged beis hamigdosh. Shenema v'ispalelu el habayis hazeh. Hoya oimed beis hamigdosh yechavein es liboy keneged beis kodesh hakodashim. Shenema v'ispalelu el hamokoim hazeh. If you're standing right there, towards the kapoires, which is the lid of the orain, which is where the Shekhinah resided. If you're standing on the other side behind the kapoires, then yira atzmo ikilu lifnei kapoires nimtzo. Therefore, oimeid b'mizrach, if you're standing on the east, machzir pon of the marav. The Marov, Machzir Pon of the Mizrach. Bedoroi, Machzir Pon of the Tzofoin, and Betzofoin, Machzir Pon of the Dore. Nimtzu, it therefore emerges. Kol Yisrael, Mechavnin, Ez Libom, Lemokoim, Echad. Therefore, that way, all of Klal Yisrael will be pointing in one direction, all their kavonas and thoughts will be towards Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodshim, Beis HaKapoyres. Omer Rav Avin v'Yitemer Rav Avina, Mikra. It's a posuk in Shir HaShirim, Kemigdal David, Savorech Bonu L'Talpiyos. What does that word Talpiyos mean? It's the tail, it's the hill. Shekol Piyos Poinim Boy, that all directions, everybody points to it. It is literally the focus of the world. And it is quite incredible until our very day. Yerushalayim, I think, it can be safely said, is the most contentious city in all of planet Earth. It's the city that everybody's fighting over, and everybody's trying to get a piece of. This is what the Gemara says. Shekol Piyo is painim boy. Everybody's facing towards Yerushalayim. It literally is the center of the world. Says the Gemara, Avua de Shmuel the Levi, ki have a boi meipak leurcha. When they wanted to set out on a journey, have a makadmi umatzli, they used to get up early and daven. Not with Kriya Shema, however, v'chi have a mot zman Kriya Shema, and later on, when the time of Kriya Shema came along, koru, then they would recite Kriya Shema. Come on. Whose opinion is that like? Ki hai tana, to Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Hishkim lotzeis lo derech, if a person got up early to go on the journey, mevien loy shofar, v'tekea, lulav, umenanea, megila, v'koirei boy. V'kshiagia zman, kriya shema, koirei, and then when the time of kriya shema will come around, not first thing in the day like he did shofar and lulav, rather, later on, when the Zman of Kriya Shema arrives, that's when he will recite Kriya Shema. Then Hishkim. And then Kairi. Hishkim leishay b'koroin or b'svino, if he's setting out on a wagon or a boat, mispalel, and again, okshim yezman Kriya Shema, Kairi. But Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I'm no, benkach or benkach, Kairi Kriya Shema, umispalel. He is of the opinion that you should do both. Why? Because if you daven early and say Kriya Shema later on, then you've lost out on the maila of juxtapositioning geula to tefillah. Says the Gemara in Bavaikum, if you give, there seems to be a machlekas over here. Ma'asova tefillah mu'umad odif, or ma'asova mismach geula le tefillah odif. So you have a machlekas. We have two important principles when it comes to davening. On the one hand, you should be davening standing up, which you can only do if you do at home. On the other hand, that way you are losing out geula le tefillah, because Krishna is only later on. So which maila is more important? Is it more important to be davening standing up, or is it more important to juxtaposition geula le tefillah? That is, says the Gemara, the machlokes is the difference between the two opinions. Maremo mazutra have a mechanfi beyasara. They used to gather 10 people. Beshapta derigla on the Shabbos of the Rega when there was a big drasha, or matzi, they used to daven early. Behoder nafka la pirka. And then they used to go out to give their drasha. Rav Ashi matzli behodi tzibura beyachit miyoshev. Rav Ashi was there, as we saw in Rashi, he used to give the matargim plenty of material to be teaching the tzibur. And meanwhile, whilst he was sitting down, he used to daven. So even though he was with the tzibur, but he was davening as a yachit. When eventually afterwards he came home, Hodarumatsi Mu'umad. Until this point, it only davened Muyushav. Omale Rabbono Veliavid Mark Maremar Bazutra. Why don't you do like the other eight, so which is to gather a minion in your house early on? Amalu Trichali Milse. It's a very big bother. I don't want to exert people. I Veliavid Mark Abuad Shmuel Velevi, which is to daven a home then by yourself. Krishma later on, Amalahu, the famous line, Loi Chazina Ve'ula Rabbonon Kashishoi, Minon, I never saw those Rabbonim older than me, the Avdi Hachi, who did that. And if I didn't see this done by my Rebbeim, then I'm not prepared to put it into practice.
Okay, let's
begin the next Mishnah.
Just to refresh my memory, better to stand or to have gula and tefillah together? What was the halacha?
The person halacha, better to stand.
Better to stand. Okay.
We should have an early.
Okay. Thank you.
Halacha lemaisa, by the way, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says that even though the earliest time to daven is from Neitz HaChama, but if it's a Shas Adchak, you need to leave early and you won't be able to daven later, you can actually daven from Alois HaShacha. It's much earlier than Neitz HaChama. Okay, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Oimer, Ein Tfilas Hamusofin Elo Bechever Ir. Tfilas Hamusofin can only say Bechabura. Chever Ir means only if there is a Sibur, and not as a Yachid. Bechachomim Oimerim, no, Bechever Ir, Bechaloi Bechever Ir, he said as a Yachid, he said as a Sibur. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmoi, he said something else in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Kol Mokim Shiyeshon Chever Ir. If there is a tzibur, then the yochid is potum mitfilas hamusafek. So it sounds like the first opinion. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, hainu Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda just exactly the same thing as the Tanakama? Says the Gemara, no, it isn't. Ikka beinayu, there is something clear that distinguishes the two opinions. Yochid, shaloi becheverayim. What happens if you have a yochid, but there is no cheverayim? Tanakama sovar potum. The Tanakama says you're potum. Why? Because a yochid never davens musaf. And Rav Yehuda Savachayev, because a yochid does daven, it's just that he's subsumed by the tefillah of the tzibur. But if there is no tzibur, then he has to daven as a yochid. Omar Rav Yehuda Bachanina, Omar Rav Chia Barav, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, Sh'omar Mishum Rav Loz Ben Azaria. The halacha is indeed like that last opinion, that the Yochid does not daven when there is a tzibur. If there's no tzibur, then he does daven. Omale Rechia Ba'avin Shapir Kamrat. Yes, you said well, you're quite right. Doma Shmuel, Shmuel said, Miyoma Eloi Matzilna, Salusa de Musafin Beyochid. Shmuel said, in all my days, I never daven Musaf as a Yochid Binahar Do'i. Rebar Miahu Yoima, except for one particular day, the Osib Pul Musa. Says the soldiers of the king, Barastim, made a whole balagan. Pul Musa de Malka, Lamata, they came to the town, Vatrida Rabbonu, Veloi Tzali. And people didn't daven, therefore, Vatzali Libi Yochid, that's when I daven by myself. But otherwise, and I was a yochid without any tzibur. Why was there no tzibur? Because that day the tzibur were disrupted. So you see, what Shmuel teaching you, the only time I ever davened as a yochid was when there was no tzibur. But when there was a tzibur, then I did not daven. Yosef Rav Chanina Kro Kamei de Rav Yanai. The Yosef V'ka'omar ha'locha k'Rabbi Yehuda sh'omar mishum rulos ben Azariah. Omalei, he spoke to him very sharply, puk, krok, krorich, lebro, go outside. It's not true. De'ein ha'locha k'Rabbi Yehuda sh'omar mishum rulos ben Azariah. We don't paskin like that. To the contrary, as we saw in Tosis, ha'locha is like the Rabbonon, this is where we paskin. That a yochid does say musaf whether or not there's a tzibur there or not. Once he davened again. Who says it's a raya that he davened shachris and then musaf? Maybe he's just davening shachris again, but first time round he didn't have kavana. Look at the great person that we are talking about. He definitely knew that he davened Musaf. So you see that a tefillah of Musaf can be davened as a yochid, and that's the way that we paskin la halacha. Okay, let's press pause over here and we'll come back. Says the Gemara. Let's finish off. I have to finish a little bit early this morning. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, Afal Gav davet Tlesa b'nei Knishta. Tveria, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, but loy have a matzli, they did not daven musaf in any other place. Elo beni amudi, eichad avagirsa, in the place that they used to daven, in the place they used to learn. Itma Rav Yitzchok Sotosis suggests that again you see that they daven by themselves as a yochid, even though we're talking about tefillas musaf as well. Itma Rav Yitzchok Barav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu Oma Alocha K'Rav Yehuda Sh'oma Mishum Rolos Ben Azariah Bar Rav Chia Ba'aba Tzoli V'Hodar Tzoli. He davened once, he davened again Musaf Oma Lei Rav Zera Mai Taima Ovid Mar Hochi I Leima. Is it because Mishum Deloi Kibin Mar Daite, you didn't have Kavona first time round? V'Omar Beloza Lo'ilom Yomayda Adam is Atzmi. You should always calculate. Im Yochel Lechaven is Libo Yispalel. Vim Lav Al Yispalel. So why did you daven if you couldn't have Kavona? Elo, no, it was nothing to do with it. Deloy Idker Mar Teresh Yarcha. Is it because you forgot to say Yala V'Yovo in davening? That's also difficult. But Tanya Weber Bryce, it says Tov Eloy Hiskesh or Reshchedesh Ba'arvis Ein Machzir Noisoi. You can always do a catch-up on Shachris. B'Shachris ein machzir noisai. Mishiachal emer b'musafin. B'musafin ein machzir noisai. B'Shiachal emer b'mincha. We don't paskin like that. Omalei lav itmer alam. Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibur shon. That's only a tzibur. That means if the shliach tzibur said it, then you can be yetzer with that. But as a yochid, if you miss out Ya'al of Yovei, as we well know, then you do have to repeat Shemoneh Esra. Other than, if it's a Marv, if somebody forgets Ya'al of Yovei tonight, then he does not need to repeat. Kamo Yisha bein Tfila le Tfila, what type of gap must you have between two Tfilas if either you're doing Shachris and Musaf, or you're repeating a Shemoneh Esra because you made a mistake? Runa v'Rav Chista, Chadoma Kadesha Tischoinein Daitoi, V'Chadoma Kadesha Tischoilel Daitoi. Rashi said it's all the same thing. You have to have a brief pause. Ma'an Doma Kadesha Tischoinein Daitoi, Olav de Chsiva Ischanan El Hashem, Mano Mekneshe Tischel El Dayte de Chsiva Yochel Moshe. Either way, it means they daven mitoch Yishuv Hadas. You cannot run back to back Shmona Esrus. You have to pause for, you have to regain your composure. Omer Rav Anan, Omer Rav, Tov Elo Yizkeh Shol Rosh Chodesh Arvis, Ein Machzirin Oisei. Why not? Lefishein based in Mekachin Es HaChodesh El Abayoyim. We discuss this at great length. If somebody forgets to say Yalav Yovei tonight, he does not have to repeat Shmona Esra, because there is no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Omer HaMeimar Mistabra Milsa Derav B'Chodesh Molei, Avol B'Chodesh Chaser Machzirin Oisei. If it's a Chodesh Chaser, like it is now, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, it's different. He says, why on earth? Omer Ravashi Lameima Mechte, surely Rav Tama Ka'oma. He told us a reason, and if the reason is because you don't do Kiddush HaChodesh by night, then there is no differentiation. Mali Chaser or Mali Molei. So what on earth would be the difference between a Chodesh Chaser or a Chodesh Molei? Elo Loishna. There is absolutely no difference, and Halacha is the same. Whatever type of Rosh Chodesh you're dealing with, whether Chodesh Molei or Chaser, if ever you forget at night, then you do not have to repeat Shemayna Yisra. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Hadron Halach. I do have to finish a little bit early, but at least let's just make an opening, a start to the first line of the second Perek, which is Daf Yud Gimel Omed Aleph, where the opening...
Can I ask a question before we start?
Yeah.
We're talking about back-to-back Shmona Esrei. So the fact, obviously, you have to make this distinction. And I know that it says in the Mishnah Berurah that you should wait, you should, you know, the amount of time that it takes to take the step Dalet Amos.
Dalet Amos, right, yeah. That's the
Shmona. Yeah, but there's another view that says that, especially in the case if, for example, you missed Mincha, and you're doing Marv twice with it, obviously the second being a Tashlumim.
Yeah.
That you should say Ashrei.
Yes, that's a different halacha, yeah.
So is that correct?
Yeah, but that's different because it's a Tashlumim, so we need to clearly show that this is a different type of tefillah completely. It's not a real tefillah. At least not.
Would that also apply in the case if you miss Shachris in Daving Mincha?
Yes, but look, I think we did see a Mishnah Berurah that for Marav it does not apply, but I'll have to recheck it. Okay, our mom is running out of time.
Okay.
Let's just read a few words. Hoyokoyre batoyra vihigia zman hamikra. If somebody was reading Torah and he was reading Kriya Shema, and it got to the time of Kriya Shema, so maybe if he's reading those words anyway, he could be Yotza. Even though he's essentially involved in Limud Torah, but he could be Yotza with Kriya Shema. So im kivein liboy, then yotza. Yes, indeed, if he has kavana, that although he's involved in limud Torah, but ultimately he's saying the words of Kriya Shema, so he has kavana, and he wants to be yotza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, then indeed he is yotza. Okay, I must run. You'll excuse me. We'll resume Be'ez Hashem on Thursday.
Okay, shkoyach.